to the 19th of April, then it brings us down to the 11th show from the end, which would be 1956.
Mm-hmm.
1956, that's when we got the first transatlantic telephone cable in use between Clarenville, Newfoundland, and Oban, Scotland.
And the line was busy, I understand.
No, that was the first. They still have better service on that transatlantic line than they do here.
They do, huh?
Yeah. In the music world, let's see, the theater was middle of the night, My Fair Lady and Aunt Mame, some of the biggest hits around. Around the World in 80 Days was the best picture of the year.
Hmm. That was a Mike Todd production.
Exactly, exactly. In those days, that was before he married Elizabeth, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah, I think so.
Just going together.
56 was the year of the rise of a snake-hip Tennessee rock and roll singer named Elvis Presley.
Familiar name.
Who skyrocketed to fame despite objections from the parents of the nation. And 56, my gosh, was that the year? Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier III of Monaco. Well, for heaven's sake. And this was the year that Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus performed its last show under canvas. 1956. Let's you and I try to do one of the songs from My Fair Lady.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron.
Iron!
So he could do his job, but never shirk.
Right!
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron.
But
with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit,
with a little bit,
with a little bit,
with a little bit,
with a little bit of luck, you'll never work. Now the Lord above made man to help his neighbor.
Tell him, Arch!
No matter where on land or sea or boat, the Lord above made man to help his neighbor.
But
with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when he comes around, you won't be old.
Right.
With a little bit,
with a little bit,
with a little bit,
with a little bit,
with a little bit of luck, you won't be old. Oh, you can walk through the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run him up.
Run him up.
The gentle sex was made for man to marry.
Tell him what?
To tend his needs and see his food is cooked.
Right, you are.
The gentle sex is made for man to marry.
But
with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked.
Worry!
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck.
By George, we've got it.
We've got it. We've got it. We'll revive that bloody show. That's what we'll do. Oh, how do you like my laryngitis today?
Is that what it is? I thought you were doing your famous Walter Brennan impression.
Hey, all right, Sparky.
That's a lot, yeah.
Oh, me. Oh, I'm so happy that I have Mountain Valley Water around. Mountain Valley Water. When you taste Mountain Valley Water, you know what you'll say first? Hey, for heaven's sakes, it doesn't taste like water. It tastes different. People say, hey, what's the matter with this? It's pure water out of a spring. There's no flavor in it. That's it. It tastes like water should taste. Yeah, Mountain Valley Water. It's used all over the nation today. It's gained nationwide popularity long before pollution became an American tragedy. Good tastes, even more good after effects. You may continue to drink your bitter or sweet, clear or fuzzy, chlorinated or fluoridated water, but may I make a little suggestion? When you decide to drink something special, go all the way to Mountain Valley Water. And for heaven's sake, be careful when you make ice to put in it. Make ice with the Mountain Valley water, too, otherwise you've thrown your money away, silly. How you feel, how you look, and how you can depend largely on your daily intake of water is something that you should know. You don't know about that? Listen, when Mountain Valley recently celebrated its 100th birthday, the newspaper in Hot Springs published a most interesting 16-page centennial section, which I'd like to mail to you. Write the word water on a card or in a letter and mail it to me, Box 100. Box 100, New York 10018. If you use that address, you get a little faster response. Arthur Godfrey, Box 100, New York 10018. Okay? And you'll get the centennial publication of Mountain Valley Water, and you'll welcome it.
Now, you know, I was thinking about the fact that we're running out of clean water to drink, right? That's one of the problems.
I don't understand.
I mean that there's a lack of clean water.
Yes, there is.
Can't we reproduce it chemically? Isn't the thing H2O?
Yeah, sure you can. You can distill water, sure. But it doesn't have anything in it. You know, distilled water is distilled water. There's nothing in it at all. But this Mountain Valley water is just as it comes out of the spring. You know?
Yeah, fresh and clean.
The minerals and everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all water is recycled, you know. There's only so much water in the whole world, so much air and water and land to sustain all life, so we have to take care, you know.
I was just thinking that, you know, they've developed so many of these ersatz things, the dehydrated things. Like if you can get a little packet and put it in a glass and just add water, you get fresh water, right?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No. I don't think so.
Another thing gone down the drain.
Wilma, ooh. Wilma has been looking in the files in the back to find some mail dated in 1956. Here's one from Springfield, Virginia. While I was recovering from bulbar polio this past year, my husband brought me a TV set complete with headphones, so I wouldn't disturb the other patients in the room. Now that I'm home, the TV set is in my bedroom, and the other day I found my 3-year-old wearing the earphones. He looked up and said, "See, Mommy, I have an Arthur Godfrey hat on."
Sure, your headphones got bigger than Mickey Mouse's ears.
This is from Ruth Hendrickson, Mrs. R.J. Hendrickson, at Anderson Orthopedic Hospital. She was there for 5 months in 1956. I wonder how she is. Bless her, sweetheart. Those not great thoughts you had, Wilma, to look up these things. Very nice.
It's funny to think about what a scandal Elvis Presley was at the beginning. Remember the first TV appearance?
Isn't that something?
They only shot him, you know, from the waist up. And now he's the grand old man of show business and extremely tame.
It makes you blush a little, doesn't
sure.
it? Hey, there was a song kicking around in those days that I'd love to hear you do. And I will play it among the Vinci here while you do it.
Okay.
Too Close for Comfort. It was it's got some wicked changes in it that I'd love to play with you. Remo made this arrangement for me.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your car when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please. Not again. Too close, too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care, while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Too close, much too close. Too close, too close for comfort now.
That's fun. Boy, that's a real gone arrangement. Thank you, Remo. Have we got a Flexomatic razor for you, my friend? An electric razor? The first one I've ever been able to tolerate. This is really a good one. Especially for those of you who, like me, figure there's nothing that can shave you but a blade. I always thought so. I've been using this thing now since way before Christmas. Schick Flexomatic. It's the first electric made especially for the blade user. And it's got a head that's soft, kind of like mine. It's a thin electro-formed shaving head that flexes. You push on your head, does it flex a little?
Also gives me a headache.
You can press down on the head and it's soft. Well, the soft head has three advantages. But for the first time, here's an electric that's actually selling the hard-to-convince blade men. Over 50% of the customers are blade men. Will you try? You can try it, you know, on a 14-day home trial. Free. You know, like, take it back, get your money back. That's the Schick Flexomatic. Oh, boy, 1956, huh? Wow. 1956, let's see. Oh, here was one I was working on to do yesterday, 1957, and I forgot all about it. Thank you. flesh and salty air. Quaint little villages here and there. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view, didn't discover it until just a year ago, but it was a big tune back in there, and how the heck it got by me, I don't know.
Patty Page had the big record on it back then, I remember.
Our sponsor is Lipton Chicken Stroganoff. Have you tried this one? Oh, man. Or there's a Chicken Supreme with sherry, too, they make. These are the main dinners that Lipton puts up, dehydrated foods in a package. All you have to do is add the contents of the package to a pot full of water that's boiling. Take it off the fire and let it simmer, or shut the fire down a little. Let it simmer for about 15, 16 minutes. And there you've got a perfect meal. I mean, there's chicken and rice and a pouch of sherry in that Chicken Supreme. And there's a ham cheddarton with ham and noodles and cheddar cheese sauce, and there's beef stroganoff. Everything is in there. The beef, the egg noodles, the onions, the mushrooms, the savory sour cream sauce. And of course, you can add a little Soussan of this, a Soussan of that, and, you know, fix it up to suit yourself. But it is a delightful dish just the way it is. And 15 minutes is how long it takes. That's all. Lipton, beef stroganoff, or any of the Lipton main dishes. Nelson Cogain, Cogain, C-O-G-A-N-E, Nelson Cogain or Cogane, a Massapequa, Long Island, says he's always listened to us. He says, I can't allow you to go off the airwaves without a grateful thank you for your kind reception of one of my songs, We Three. My Echo, My Shadow, and Me, done by the Ink Spots on your show a few months ago. Yes, yes, yes. For far too many years, performances of my songs have been few and far between, so that when one of them is finally done, it becomes an event. Bless his heart.
I know how it feels. Same thing with my records.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nelson. We were happy to do it for you. You remember how that goes?
It was an old Ink Spot thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We three, we're not alone.
Right.
Living in a memory. My lawyer, my accountant, and me.
Yeah.
We three, we're not a crowd.
We're not even company. My echo, my shadow, and me. We three will wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, whoa, whoa, whoa. And me.
They were going to leave you out there, weren't they?
I was waiting.
Hey, that was very nice. Thank you, Richard. I'm looking through a new magazine. There's a beautiful new magazine published down in Miami called Miami Pictorial. I have a copy of it here. This is the April issue. Very beautifully done. Gee, look at the color and the quality of the paper and the quality of the pictures. Hey, how about that for pulled out? That's very nice. That's Palm Beach Society there, all folded out right in the middle.
Get up to the Fort Lauderdale section where I'm more comfortable.
Why, I think this is great. I didn't know that Palm Beach had a falling out. Well, for heaven's sake, look at that. Right out there.
Beautiful picture.
Fast Little Story by Bernard McCormick. Photography by Wayne Warren.
Really?
That fella has quite an eye for beauty. This is quite a magazine. Let me see. I hadn't seen it up till now. Oh, look at the beautiful color here. This is a story of the Hemingway house.
Out in the Keys?
Down in the Keys, yeah.
Yeah, I went to visit that once.
Oh, this will rise some memories in you. Give rise to some. Let me see if I can find out where this is published and by whom. The quality of the magazine is first class, man. You don't see things like this much anymore. Wait a minute now. Oh, here it is. Bernard McCormick is the publisher. David Donahue is the general manager and associate publisher. And Mike Lee is the editor. And it's published in Miami by Miami Pictorial, Inc., Brickell Avenue in Miami. Costs $9 a year. Domestic, $9 a year. That's quite a magazine. I recommend it to you very highly. Look at the way the ads are handled. Gee, that's nice. Beautiful. Miami Pictorial. It's a new magazine, and I wish it all the luck in the world. It's a brave venture anymore.
Nowadays, yeah.
Miami Pictorial. We do a duet every once in a while, Dick, that was written in 1956, since we're talking about it. Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't you forget a small moonbeam, folding lightly with the dream. Her lips and mine, two sips of wine, memories are made of this. Then at the wedding bells, one house where lovers dwell, three little
flavor. Stir carefully through the days. See how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With his blessings from above.
Time for another song, because there was a big song that year.
Yes, we do. What is it?
A very dear friend of mine had a big hit record, and remember Don Rondo?
Yeah, but what was the song?
Two Different Worlds, it was called.
Love to hear it.
Two different worlds we live in, two different worlds. For we've been told that a love like ours could never be. So far apart, they say we're so far apart, and that we haven't the right to change our destiny. Together in the sun, that our two different worlds are one. Oh, so far apart, but we will show them as we walk together in the sun.
You thought of that one.
Thank you.
What was the name of the man who made the big record?
Don Rondo.
Don Rondo.
Yeah, I think he's sort of in semi-retirement. Last I heard of him, he was raising horses.
Oh.
Cattle? Oh, he's raising cattle. He thought they were horses. That's why the first couple of years, they weren't doing too well.
I was going to say, that's the fastest way I know of to go broke.
Well, he may be back in the business momentarily.
Shall we see you tomorrow?
Stationed around the world, outstanding CBS newsmen bring you Correspondence Report, Monday through Friday on the CBS Radio Network.